السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اور جب ابراہیم
اس پاس گھر کی بنیاد. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور ٹرانسلیٹس دیز ورسز اینڈ سیز دیٹ اٹ مینز دیٹ وین حضرت ابراہیم واز ریزنگ دی فاؤنڈیشن آف دی ہاؤس حضرت ابراہیم اینڈ اسماعیل پریئنگ دیٹ اوور لارڈ ایکسپٹڈ فرام اس بیکاز یو آر دی ون ہو از موسٹ لسننگ اینڈ آلویز ہیو دی فل نالج اینڈ اوور لارڈ make us two of your most submissive people and also from our progeny make a submitting nation and show us the ways of our worship and also turn upon us with the accepting of our supplications because you are the one who is oft returning and who is most gracious.
Ye Ireland ka mera pehla safar hai.
Huzur says that this is my first maiden visit to Ireland and the purpose of this journey is to lay the foundation stone of the very first mosque of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya in this country. For a long time those who are the members of this community here, those who are living here, they were in this thinking over it whether the mosque should be in Dublin or in Galway. Allah Almighty, thank God to Allah the Almighty that at my instruction, and there were some reasons for that, almost all members of the Jamaat, they have accepted this thing happily and readily that the very first mosque should be built in Galway. If we look at the situation, the Galway is also in one way the corner, the end of the earth. It is on seaside, and Atlantic Ocean is after that it begins, and after that if in the right direction, if we look that, there is no other island belonging to Europe. and that is the end of it. And if we draw a line, then Canada and American territories, they begin after the sea. So in this respect, this is also one end of the earth where the believers of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, they have been enabled, inshallah, they are getting the opportunity to build a mosque here, so that the pronouncement of unity of Allah should also reach to the world from this part of the world. And this is the purpose for which we build the mosques, that while we purify our hearts and we make ourselves the worshipping servants of Allah, and we gather in the mosque 5 times a day and we submit to Allah and we worship Allah, at the same time the message of unity should be spreading through this way, and it should go to the whole world. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the announcement of that, there is none worthy of worship except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger, pronouncing this call, raising this call, we should convey this message to the whole world. And from every corner of the world, when this voice echoes and goes to the throne of Allah Almighty, then those people who get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, we should also be counted among those people. Allah the Almighty, He has sent the promised Messiah, the Messiah of Muhammad, for this very purpose in this world. The previous prophets and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gave the glad tidings of the coming of his greatest lover, his job was mentioned as such, that he would pronounce the declaration of Allah is the greatest. He should pronounce it in the world and to declare that Muhammad Rasulullah, that Muhammad is the Prophet of Allah. He should give this message and bring them together on one hand and make them all submissive to the message of Allah. And the most beloved Prophet of Allah Almighty, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should bring the people to his servitude. And there is no other message which has been brought by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Almighty, when he gave him this glad tiding through this revelation and gave him the promise that I will cause thy message to reach to the ends of the earth, then this was the actually accomplishment of the message which Allah Almighty has given to him, which was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the chief of all the prophets, the final of all the prophet, which he was brought. And this was the message which he brought, which perfected the Sharia and which also brought all the blessings of Allah Almighty to the highest climax. These were made available to the people who were in search of these blessings. They were given the blessings of having that. So when Allah Almighty says that I will main teri tabligh ko zameen ke kinaron tak pahunchaunga, I shall cause thy message to reach the end of the earth, then this is the message about the propagation of which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was so worried, and he was so much anxious about it, that following in the footsteps of his master, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, doing everything possible for him, that the religion which was destined to dominate in the world, that is the religion introduced by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And O Messiah of Muhammad, I have appointed you for the victory, for the dominance of this religion, and I have appointed you for this purpose. So this is my promise, and this is the decree of Allah, that Islam is going to have the final victory in the world. So then your own weakness and the shortage of your resources and the other obstacles in the way, you should never get worried. We have entrusted to you, O Messiah of Muhammad, the job that I have entrusted to you, that is not only your job, but this is the decree of Allah Almighty. This is the final decision of Allah Almighty. And when this is the decree of Allah, then of course my help and succor will also come along with you. So, despite the shortage of all these resources and human weaknesses and the obstacles of the way, I will see to it that your mission, which is actually my mission, and to bring the whole mankind under the banner of God and the Holy Prophet, I will show with all my might and power. And the history of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat bears testimony to the fact that at each and every step we have seen the fulfillment and the examples of the divine help and succor we have been seeing and we are seeing. Just look at MTA. How through this the Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam, the message of Ahmadiyyat is reaching to the whole world, and wherever the Khalifa of the time goes on a visit, from there, the voice of the Khalifa of the time is reaching to all the people throughout the world through MTA. And as I said, I have been mentioned it before as well, that in Fiji and in some other places this has been mentioned, that from these corners of the earth the message of the Messiah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his caliph has been reaching to the ends of the earth, corners of the earth. In other words, that from the corners of the earth to the center of Islam and to the land and the sea, the message is reaching everywhere. So what a great argument is that of the truth of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, if somebody is there to behold that. And the proof of the fulfillment of the promises of divine succor. Today this sermon which is being telecast from here is a link of the same chain, is a part of the same thing. So according to me, this is also the land's end in a way, the corner of the earth. So we should always remember that anything which any job which was a duty which was entrusted to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the same job which is entrusted to his followers, to his believers. And we should always, every time, we should keep this point in mind, that despite the fact that the promise of Allah Almighty is there, which was given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the anxiety which he had, and repeatedly Allah Almighty gave him the consolation and satisfaction, and the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam did not reduce his efforts, nor there was any decline in his prayer, nor there was any reduction in his anxiety and worry, that due to a shortage and deficiency in these, the decrees of Allah should not be delayed. And it may not be that in weakness should bring the displeasure of Allah Almighty. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, all these things he learned from his master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know and we have read and we have listened many times that at the time of the Jang-e-Badr, the Battle of Badr, despite all the promises of Allah Almighty, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in great anxiety and anguish, and he was completely busy in prayers all the time, and his body would tremble so much so that the cloth on his shoulder would fall down again and again. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه, he would console the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the promises of Allah are with you. It doesn't matter if we are very few in number, but Allah Almighty has been helping us all the time. He is going to help us today. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was who else could know this thing better than him, that certainly Allah Almighty is with us and the promises of Allah Almighty are true, and definitely the victory is going to be ours. But despite all that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He did not care what Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was saying at that time. He continued to pray to Allah Almighty with great dedication and commitment, and he continued to intensify his prayers. And he was praying to Allah Almighty that it may not be that due to any shortcoming on our part, the promises of Allah Almighty should not be postponed or delayed. So the prophets of Allah, they are always filled with this belief that the promises of Allah Almighty are bound to succeed, bound to happen. While and at the same time, they are also worried that Allah Almighty is not in need of these things, and we should not be doing something which may become the reason or the cause of the postponement of the fulfillment of Allah's promise. So this is a real thing, which this is the crux of the matter, which all the true followers, they always hold fast to this thing, and they should do so. Nor they should reduce their efforts and diminish their efforts, nor in their diminish in their prayers, nor in their actions and deeds and sacrifices they should depend upon that. Rather, each and every time, because of the fear of Allah Almighty, having that fear of Allah Almighty in their hearts, they are always in search of the blessings of Allah Almighty. And never ever they let this idea come into their minds that the blessings that we are getting it, they are the result of their own efforts. This is the lesson given in these verses which I have just recited before you. The father of the Prophet, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and his son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, the giving his example, Allah Almighty, and mentioning their incident, Allah Almighty, has drawn our attention to this very point. Ponder over it, then this is the lesson. When both this father and son, when they were raising the foundation and the walls, raising the walls and the foundations anew, then with utmost humility and submission they were praying to Allah Almighty that, O Allah, this sacrifice which we are offering at your command, accept that. This great job about which they didn't know. They did not know the foundations of the Khana Kaaba. And that was disclosed to Hazrat Ibrahim as a result of the revelation from God. Hazrat Ibrahim was told that this is the oldest house of Allah. And this is that house which is now going to remain there forever. And it has to become the symbol of the unity of Allah Almighty till all the times to come, till the end of the times. And Allah Almighty has made it a symbol. Allah Almighty is going to make this building a symbol of His unity. And still the prayer is there that, O Allah, that we who are under Your instruction, we are going to build it. With this construction, You attach our sacrifices along with it. And there is no such fear that after the construction of this mosque, if we attaching our sacrifices to this one, if we pray to Allah Almighty, then we and our progenies, then we will have to inhabit on this earth and make this place populated. And we pray that the blessings that You are going to give us, O Allah, You accept that and accept our prayers. And then this sacrifice will look very insignificant as compared to with that blessings of Allah. And also this point, then the acceptance of the prayer, sacrifice, that all depends on Your grace and mercy. Even if we consider that we are offering some sacrifices, then we don't know really that what is the reality, whether it is truly a sacrifice or not. So the one you who are always listening to the prayers, we supplicate to You very modestly and humbly that this house which is being constructed at Your instruction, whatever we have offered under Your instruction, You, out of Your grace and mercy, You accept this from us. And how is going to be the result of this acceptance made clear to us that our name should also be attached to this one. While they have referred to the quality of Sami, listening, it will Almighty, and they are seeking the acceptance of prayer. They are also mentioning the attribute of Allah, the Aleem, that He is the most knowledgeable. And you know that what is in our heart. The condition of our heart is not unknown to you. You certainly know that we dedicatedly, we have submitted to you and we want to do so. So therefore accept us. And all the blessings which are attached to this building make us always the inheritors of that until the life is there, until your message of unity is going to be raised from this place. Our name should also be attached with this one. They used to pray that the people who are going to come here to pray, they should also remember us in their prayers. Those who are attached with this one, they should always remember that. This father and son, they offered such sacrifices that we do remember all these till today. And when Muslims invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their nawafil and in their prayers, in the last rakat, when they say, offer this durood, when we invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also invoke blessings upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his progeny with this reference. This honor was bestowed upon him, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, because of his total commitment and devotion in the way of Allah Almighty, because he was ready to lay down every sacrifice. Allah Almighty has mentioned this thing in the Holy Quran in this verse, وَإِبْرَاهِيم الَّذِي وَفَى, that Ibrahim is the one who showed his total loyalty and fidelity. And Hazrat Masih Maud says about that, that as long as the human beings are there with honestly and steadfast, when the people become the servants of Allah Almighty, it is unable to get any a high rank. When Allah Almighty gave the witness about Hazrat Ibrahim, Allah Almighty said, "By Ibrahim Allah Zivafadi, the one who fulfilled his covenant." Then Allah Almighty, and that means that to clear his heart from love of anything else and fill it with the love of Allah Almighty. And as the shadow is totally subservient to the original thing, and this is the total commitment and total obedience, and all these things that depend on the prayer. And those people who are coward, who are having no courage, and those people who do not have a commitment of loyalty with Allah, and those who are defaulters and cheating, and these people have got no significance and no value. All the greatness and all the value is of those with loyalty. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, whatever distinction he got, for what reason he got it, Allah Almighty has decided in the Holy Quran, Ibrahim allazi wafa, the Ibrahim is that one which was totally loyal and commitment to us. He was put into the fire, but he did not like that he should ask those non-believers that I submit to your apart from Allah, I worship those idols. This was the total loyalty and fidelity which he showed. So, in our mosques, when the opening and the laying of the foundation, when we always recite these verses, then this is the spirit which we should always keep in front of us, that this construction. And for this construction, every effort that we make for this very purpose, if we are going to make it, then we really don't know whether it is a show-off or it is really a sacrifice for this purpose. Allah Almighty knows that better. So we should always, we should pray that we should be included among those people who are really making the sacrifices. You are going to build this mosque now, and obviously our mosques, they are built through the financial sacrifices of the members of the Jamaat. So therefore we have to go deep down into our hearts, and we should offer these financial sacrifices with this prayer that, O Allah, you make it a source of attainment of your pleasure. These sacrifices may be made a means of that. And we should never ever think, this idea should not cross our mind, that this is a great sacrifice that we are offering, or we are going to offer it. There are some people here, there are many such, those who are earning good salary, and in Pakistan, in Africa, and other developing countries, poor countries, there the construction of the houses of Allah, the mosques, there the members of the community, they make very sacrifices by putting off their own personal needs. And they have the desire that if Allah Almighty enables them to give more, they are ready to give more. There are in Africa, there are many Africans whom I know that their conditions, financial condition, were not good, but still they continue to offer their prayers. And when Allah Almighty turned their conditions and their means of income increased and their business expanded, then they raised the standard of their financial sacrifices more and more. And out of their increased income, they did not take care of their own comfort, but rather for the construction of the mosque, they offered immense sacrifices. And there are such people, those who just one person financed all the financial commitment of the building of the mosque. So Allah Almighty has granted us wonderful hearts who are filled with the passion of sacrificing for the cause of Allah. And these people, they never have this feeling that we have offered any sacrifice at all. As I mentioned in the beginning, that majority of the people, they have accepted this decision happily. But maybe there are some people who wanted to have the mosque in Dublin first. One or two, they actually wrote letters to me. The number of the members of the Jamaat in Dublin, that is more, that is why their desire is there. But there are some other reasons for which it has been decided that the first mosque should be built here. So now those people, against whose will this decision has been made, now they should come forward with their open hearts, and they should take part in financial sacrifices. And this feeling should not be there, that we are living in Dublin, therefore we want to have the mosque built first in Dublin. Or whenever the mosque is going to be built there, only then we will take part. This is a central project. It's a plan. Therefore, everyone should take part in it. And when in Dublin, when the mosque is going to be built, then again everyone will be taking part in that one. This is only a way which is being opened. After building this first one, after that the construction of the mosque is not going to close down. This is the thing, this is the spirit which is indicating the true loyalty and fidelity. And this is devotion sign. And devotion means to fulfill their promise. So therefore every Ahmadi has made a commitment, and a promise is given that my life, property, honor, everything, I am always ready to sacrifice all these things. So the standard of fulfilling this, these things, this promise, can be fulfilled only when you, without any selfish intention in that, when you, as far as you can possibly do, you also, each and every Ahmadi takes part in the construction of this mosque. This is the demand which is being made from you, and from different times, different demands are there. So always keep this point in mind, that nearness to Allah Almighty is attained by establishing high standards of fidelity and loyalty and by sacrifices. And that building which is being built for the worship of those people who are believing in Allah and for the worship of Allah Almighty, what greater thing could be there which deserves that one should be giving a sacrifice of some wealth out of your income and your money. So for the building of the house of Allah,
ke, un buzir, جو کچھ تھا انہوں نے پیش کر دیا.
اینڈ those who were beloved of Allah Almighty, they offered everything, whatever they had. And Allah Almighty accepted the sacrifice of those people. And then in their progeny, where the most beloved prophet was raised from among them, then the name of both of these, they were also connected with the name of his most beloved prophet. So this is such a great sacrifice, which was greatly accepted by Allah Almighty, immensely accepted by Allah Almighty. And today we also have the same command, that you now keep this example of sacrifice in front of you, and then you construct the house of Allah. And the direction of all these and the direction of this should be towards the direction of that great house of Allah. And you should also be inclined towards worship of Allah Almighty. And you should also remember the sacrifices of these blessed people, and remember their examples of fidelity and devotion. And we should also try to see at the level of the sacrifice of our sacrifices. Always our prayers, our prayers may be accepted by Allah Almighty all the time. So this is the spirit which should be which should be maintained by all those people who are building a mosque. And in order to maintain the spirit of sacrifice, then Allah Almighty has mentioned it further in the law, in the two verses which followed, that in order to continue this spirit of devotion and in order to perpetuate these sacrifices, there are certain things which you should always do. And some prayers are there which should always continue to offer to Allah Almighty. So both these beloveds, they used to pray, Rabbana wajalna muslimaina laka, that, O Allah, you make both of us as your humble and devoted servant. So those people who are constructing a place of worship, the first condition is that they must be truly submissive and obedient. And again, the subject of loyalty has been mentioned here, that with complete loyalty, or you can say that the total loyalty and obedience is something which can be demonstrated by those people who offer these sacrifices. The total commitment can be shown by only those people who are very, very faithful in their commitment. When a person is very, very loyal and very faithful and fully submissive, only then one can establish these high standards. A servant of Allah, if he expresses his loyalty towards God Almighty and he prays to Allah Almighty, that means that he will do his best, level best, that he should be showing the examples of total obedience, and he is always mindful of that. And the highest example of obedience is that he should act upon all the commandments of Allah Almighty to the best of one's ability, and one should continue to strive in this way. And when the sacrifice of the duty towards offering the rights towards Allah Almighty and the dues towards the fellow beings, Allah Almighty has drawn the attention to that one. And while on one side you have to raise the standard of your worship, and also the total obedience to the Nizam-e-Jamaat, the Jamaat administration, that point has also been mentioned here. And you have to pay due attention to the rights towards people. And when this these examples are shown by people, and he prays for that, then one thinks that my good deeds should not discontinue with me, that after me these sacrifices do not continue further on. And then with the construction of the house of Allah Almighty has also taught us a prayer, that from our progeny you create such people who are always paying attention to your worship, and they are always attached to the administration of the Jamaat and showing high good morals. and they are also taking care of the rights due to other people. Many such people during the time of the promised Messiah who accepted him and did the bath in Sarhad, there are many such people even now. But they did not educate and train their wives and children and did not attach them to the community on that high level. And as a result of that, the future generations, they got drifted and they were lost. And so while the person prays that I should be wholly submissive to Allah Almighty and I should be acting upon the commandments of Allah Almighty, and the hand which I have held, that I should continue to hold that, he should also pray for his progeny. Then they get the real success and victories. So this is a continuous system of prayer through which should continue all the time. And with this prayer, the effort to establish the house of Allah Almighty, that should be done considering all these things. And if that opportunity is granted, then the life of the person here and the hereafter, both are reformed. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, may Allah have peace upon both of them, they, Allah Almighty, accepted their prayer in such a way, as I mentioned earlier, that place became the central point of the worship for the whole world, and Allah Almighty had to make it that way. And from their progeny, that great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, who showed this obedience and commitment and worship. He established new and high status and ranks of all these things. And more than Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to establish more high status of standards, ranks of worship. And we were told that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ اُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that surely in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam you have got a best model. And what we have seen in that role model, with reference to the mosque I mentioned, that these new standards of worship are being established. Not only he established these ranks, but also infused the same spirit among his companions, who also set up very high standards of worship. In order to gather in one place for worship, the very first thing required is that after arriving in Medina, the very first thing he did was to establish a mosque so that the members of the Ummah, they could be mindful of worshipping Allah Almighty. By gathering in one place, they could all worship together, and then the whole world saw. Then the mosque of the Holy Prophet has become the central point of the worshippers from all over the world, day and night, and it continues today. So with the establishment of the mosque, we have to pray for the reformation and betterment of our progeny, and only then we can be truly fulfill the objective of the building. Otherwise, this building which comes through the material things, that is not the ultimate purpose. And we should not think that by offering some sacrifices, we are going to build the mosque and that is the end of our responsibility. The building of the mosque, its primary and basic responsibility, the first brick of that, from that first brick up to the top, each and every brick of that, and it is the responsibility of each one of us, as the brick goes from the foundation to the top, and in the same way, it is the responsibility of each one of us that we should also pray that the mosque is fully populated and inhabited, and people visit it, and the progeny, the people, should be inclined towards worship dedicatedly, and also the hearts of our progeny, they should also be inclined towards worship of Allah Almighty, and they are always mindful of that. So there are certain mosques about which Allah Almighty has given the example that the foundation was on, laid on disorder. But we have to raise such a mosque, the foundation of which is based on piety and taqwa and righteousness. So the real pleasure, the real happiness of the foundation of the mosque is that this makes it more inclined and more submissive towards Allah Almighty. And when the completion of the construction is there, then those people who are passionate for the worship of Allah Almighty, the mosque should be filled with such people. And also the prayer is there that show us such ways of worship and show us such ways of sacrifice that which are going to be accepted by you. And the standards of our worship should go on rising, and also the standard of our sacrifices should go on rising. So this mosque brings a heavy responsibility on those people who are living here. If you hold fast to this principle, then in the presence of Allah, by His grace, we would be accepted by Allah. In the end, this prayer is also added there in the end of the verse, that وَتُوبَ لَيْنَا, that you turn upon us by accepting our repentance. So whatever effort we may make, it means that we pay attention to our worship, we pay attention to the dues towards the fellow beings, and also to the reformation of our children, and in order to propagate your message. So in our actions and deeds, there will always be certain shortcomings because of human weaknesses, and some shortcomings will be there. So it should not be happen this way, that because of our laziness and slackness, this job which has been entrusted to us, it should be further postponed and delayed. So we pray to Allah that by the grace of Allah, Allah Almighty, make it you always look upon us and you forgive us. If these weaknesses are there, you always kindly forgive us. And and you accept our repentance, because you are the one who accepts all the repentance from people and prayers. So this repentance is accepted from such people, those who do not enter into mistakes knowingly. And the repeated mercy is shown to those people who seek for this mercy again and again, repeatedly. So this is the continuity of the prayers and the performance of the good deeds, and also to avoid from vices and to strive for this cause. And if this continuity is always there, then Allah Almighty also shows His mercy and blessings. And the construction of the mosque, and with the construction of the house of Allah Almighty, as connecting both together, as I mentioned earlier on, that we have to pay attention to, we have been drawn attention to our increasing responsibilities. Today, with the foundation of this mosque, the press and media, and they would also be, you know, paying attention to this one, and those Ahmadis who were not known, or the introduction of the Jamaat which was not there, and maybe that after this ceremony they will be paying more attention. But from the experience in other countries, then people shows that people pay attention as long as the building is rising, you know, on its foundation, and there people are more attentive to that. And each and every Ahmadi who lives here, the importance of that Ahmadi will also increase and enhance. And he should also be mindful of that. In the eyes of the local people, you will be in the eyes of these local people. And I am sure that while the ways of tabligh will open, and there will be need of expanding the activities of your tabligh, and through various means, you have to spread the message to different people. You will have to work very hard for that. As I have been always mentioning, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has mentioned that if you have to introduce Islam and the message of truth has to be conveyed to the people, so wherever you want to achieve this objective, you just build up a mosque there. So I am very confident that with the construction of this mosque, you will also be compelled that you expand the activities of your tabligh. Whether you like it or not, you will have to expand it. If you have to fulfill your promises, if you have to show your loyalty and fidelity, then you have to do so. And along with that, each and every Ahmadi who lives in this here, whether men or women, young or old, everyone, they have to set up good examples of their behavior. And they have to turn to Allah Almighty with repentance and forgiveness, so that Allah Almighty may give you the strength and power that you are able and able to perform good deeds. Look, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, they were only two people while they were raising the foundation of Khana Kaaba. And when they started the construction, but they were fully convinced of the fact that Allah Almighty, who is enabling them to perform such an important deed, then in future, in our generation, He is also going to expand it further. So for them, they also prayed that whatever progeny is going to come, they should also keep this mind, this objective in their mind. But we who are the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are also attached to his greatest lover, the Promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam. So we are also seeing this expanding zurriyat and the progeny of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Almighty has given the name of Ibrahim to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. So the prayers of this Ibrahim, are being accepted. We have seen that. And in one Arabic revelation, Allah Almighty told him that Urihuka wala ujihuka wa ukhrijo minka qauman, that I am going to give you the relief, and I am not going to get your name erased, and a huge nation is going to be created from you. And he said that Allah Almighty gave me the understanding, which meant that I have made Ibrahim as a nation. So therefore, the servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the nation which is being created, that is a very special, as a result of the special succor and help from Allah Almighty. And that nation, for their means for their worship, the masajid, the mosques are also there. And Allah, it is Allah Almighty who is enabling the community to build mosques. But from the blessings of this construction of the mosque, in order to fully benefit from this, we have to turn to Allah Almighty with repentance and prayer and with very close, strong relationship with Allah Almighty, and we have to increase in this field so that we and our progenies, they may be able to have the benefits and the fruits of this worship, and these sacrifices are accepted by Allah Almighty, and the standards of our worship should continue to increase. And we can see in our progeny such people who are devoted to Ahmadiyyat and having strong relationship with the community, and those are the people like that, and Allah Almighty enable all of us to have all these things.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.